Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, May 10th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. In an interview Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that indoor mask mandates can start to loosen up as vaccination rates in the U.S. increase. He added, quote, "We do need to start being more liberal as more people get vaccinated." The CDC recently revised public health mandates to say that fully vaccinated people can go mask-free while outside. Over half of adults in the U.S. have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. President Joe Biden has set a goal of getting 70% of American adults vaccinated with their first shot by July 4th. The Colonial Pipeline, which shut down operations late Friday after a ransomware attack, still has not said when it expects to be back online. The move has raised the specter of fuel shortages, which could reportedly push gas prices above $3 a gallon. Traders are now trying to line up tankers and barges to maintain supply to the East Coast while the pipeline is out of commission. Experts believe the attack was carried out by a ransomware gang that claims it donates a cut of its proceeds to charity. The Colonial Pipeline carries up to 2.5 million barrels a day. A birthday party at a Colorado Springs trailer park ended in gunfire on Sunday, leaving seven people, including the shooter, dead. Police say the boyfriend of one of the victims entered the trailer where the celebration was taking place around noon and opened fire on partygoers. The shooter then took his own life. Police clarify that while children were present in the trailer during the shooting, they were not physically harmed and are now with relatives. Authorities say the gunman's motivations are not yet known. A Virginia man has been charged with assault and disorderly conduct after an attempted knife attack at a mosque in Seven Corners, Virginia. The man was said to have entered the mosque and allegedly attempted to stab a security guard before staff was able to get him out. In a video, a congregant can be seen tossing a traffic cone at the man, who can be heard screaming, quote, "My country," and threatening to bring, quote, "my soldiers." At one point in the video, the man appears to lunge at the camera person and waves a knife. The Council on American Islamist Relations released a statement on the attack, urging mosques in the area to step up security measures. The man has been placed in police custody. French police are investigating allegations of rape and sexual harassment by 14 women against former elite modeling agency boss Gerald Marie. In an interview, an ex-associate reportedly considered him to be a sexual predator and detailed a culture of abuse in the 1980s and 90s. The former associate claims that Marie and other high-level elite employees made a game out of their sexual conquests, keeping a running tally on models they slept with. The ex-colleague added, quote, "The younger they were, the more points. The more virgins, the more points." Elite is under new ownership and called the allegations egregious and abhorrent. Comedic actor Seth Rogen reportedly has said he has no plans to work with James Franco again after multiple accusations of sexual misconduct made against Franco. During an interview with the Sunday Times of London, Rogen also apologized for previously making light of the allegations. Numerous women have accused Franco of a range of misconduct, including former students at his acting school who sued him, alleging he used his position to take advantage of them sexually. In the past, Rogen has said he planned to continue to collaborate with Franco, but now he says that his relationship with Franco has changed due to the accusations. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.